Hey, all you listeners, before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to take care of a couple legal issues and a little forbearance of what you're about to listen to. Some podcasts are somewhat explicit and touch on some harsh topics when it comes to the mental health field. Listener discretion is advised. Also, for the legal purposes and the protection of our show and guests, we'd like to also remind you that all these stories that are shared by everyone on air are alleged events that have occurred. Please keep that in mind. And again, we enjoy having you here. So welcome and enjoy the show. Jackie Vieira. Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. I'm your host, Anthony Garcia, marriage and family therapist. Tonight's episode may be a little triggering to the viewers, so viewer discretion is advised. If you're new here, please hit the like and subscribe button. It helps the algorithm. Also, leave a comment in the comment section below, letting us know about topics you want us to cover mental health-wise. If you want to be on the show, let's chat it up in the comment section. If you're looking to catch up on previous episodes of the podcast, you can catch up on the live ones on YouTube. Also, there's an archive of audio podcasts that you can download and enjoy and take with you on the go. You can download these from the Apple Podcast Store, Google Play, Spotify, and all your other major podcast carriers. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review us. It also helps the algorithm. Tonight on the show, I have Jackie Vieira coming on. She's going to talk with us about a mental disorder that's not very predominant and isn't talked about very much. This is trichotillomania, or the hair pulling disorder. We'll go with the hair pulling disorder from here on out. But Jackie she's been hiding this for a very, very long time. And it's good to finally have her advocate. That's one thing. If you guys listen to older podcasts, that's one thing Dr. Drew said several episodes back, was that we advocate. That is part of the movement of Spread Hope Like Fire, is to become advocates and to further the cause in which we are setting out to do, which is break the stigma on mental health. You see, every show I drum in that we don't want to talk about mental health, that emotions are bad, that mental health is just too stigmatized and we suffer alone. Jackie is a perfect example of what I mean by this. We have stigmatized mental health so much that this hair pulling disorder is something that we can't openly talk about until now. Before we do jump in with Jackie and getting her experience, I just want to kind of psychoeducate everybody that's watching and listening at home. This is a more common disorder that usually teenagers and adults experience. People with trich feel an intense urge to pull their hair out, and they experience growing tension until they do. A person may sometimes pull their hair out in a response to a stressful situation, or it may be done without really thinking about it. It can be just subconsciously that somebody is doing this. Most people with trich pull out hair from their scalp, but also pull out hair from other areas of their body. Eyebrows, eyelashes, beards or mustaches are other common aspects of this disorder. Bald patches can develop where people pull their hair out, and it can affect them in such ways that they either have terrible regrowth, and also that affects their mental health to where it plays this consistent cycle of anxiety, depression, tension, stress, and then ultimately resulting in pulling out the hair once more. Causes of trich are usually anxiety and depression, or it can be a chemical imbalance similar to OCD, but it is not OCD. You may be asking yourself, if you do suffer from this, when is a good time to see your primary care physician? treating TRICH can be effective with several types of treatment. The first aspect of treating this disorder is using that of cognitive behavioral therapy, which is CBT for short. And when we're dealing in CBT, the cognitive behavioral therapy, what we're looking at is the event or thought, which could be that you have a family gathering this weekend and that makes you feel insecure. So looking at that, the event or the thought would be the family event this weekend. The emotion connected to that is sadness, anxiety, depression. It can be an array of these symptoms. Then we're going to look at what is the behavior in which you are taking when it comes to alleviating these uncomfortable feelings. It really aims at helping to replace a bad habit with something that's going to be helpful and healthy for the person. Other ways is keeping a diary of your hair pulling or keeping a diary in general. A lot of people don't know how to do that. That is something I do see in the field is people do when they do diary or journaling, as I call it. It's very hard and traumatic is what I'm getting, because a lot of the times what happens is that when you start writing, you don't know which way to go and you're not doing it in a therapeutic way. What is happening is what's coming out is everything, and it's like a pressure cooker to a degree. So I do understand where people are coming from when it comes to, I don't like journaling, I don't know how to do it. It triggers me and makes things a lot worse, which I do have good news if you are one of those people, but you will see more of that later on in the episode. One of the best ways in which I feel as a clinician to help Trich is seek out support, normalize it, talk about it. See what others that are going through this, what are they going through? How are they coping with this? How can they benefit you? And how can you benefit them? How can you support one another and become a building foundation? I love that Jackie has come on and she's doing exactly that, as you will hear with her story. I am honored and blessed to have Jackie on the show tonight, and I hope that you appreciate her as much as I do. So without further ado, let's throw it over to the interview. So tonight we have Jackie on the show. It's been very exciting. I've been trying to get her on for some time, and our schedules finally aligned. I want to welcome you to Spread Hope Like Fire.
Hi!
Tonight, we're just going to do a little chat, talk about mental health, try to kind of get an understanding and hopefully help some people. And like the foundation's mission is to break the stigma around mental health. So I brought Jackie on to kind of help me talk about some of the issues that she's been facing and that she's kind of shared with me. And she hopes to share with the audience tonight. And hopefully there's somebody that can hear her message and not feel alone. Because we all have some sort of mental disorder to a degree, and it's not a bad thing. It's not something, it's your general health. It's been a while. So Jackie, you moved from Santa Maria area, got married. It's crazy how we all grew up, because me and Jackie used to work at Target together. And so how have things been with you?
Things have been really good. So yeah, so my husband joined the Army. Okay. So rewind. So working at Target, I was a full-time, team lead at Target. And then my husband wanted to join the Army at the same time. Literally we got pregnant. And then, so everything after that just happened super, super fast. So we went out to El Paso, Texas for the first duty station. Yeah. So my husband got deployed, right when we found out we were expecting our second. Mm-hmm. So I literally had Cameron, and then Brooklyn was born, and I'm literally giving birth like by myself. And he was deployed out in like Syria or something like that. And so Brooklyn was, so this like kind of all ties into like, so I had postpartum depression when I gave birth to Cameron. So the second Cameron was born, I literally had postpartum depression. I couldn't, like, literally Chase, he changed the diapers like for a whole straight week because I couldn't even like handle all of that. I was basically just nursed him. And then Chase was like a total super husband and like took care of Cameron for like the first week until I was like settling in and all that stuff, because I was just a complete nervous wreck. So when Brooklyn was born, I was expecting the same thing of, I'm going to be a hot mess. Now Chase is not here. And so that like really freaked me out of like, hey, he's deployed. I'm going to be a horrible mom. And so when she was born, it was a completely whole different experience. So she, like, I did not get postpartum depression. I was actually like in the moment, and, cause postpartum depression like sucks. Like that totally was, it made me feel like a horrible mom, which really triggered my hair pulling. So I started pulling my hair a whole bunch when Cameron was born. And literally, so I guess, I don't know, I guess like the whole hair pulling like started all the way back in like when I was like seventh grade or something like that. Hmm. Starting middle school.
That's usually normal. It's what happens is when there's big transitions in life, it's hard for us sometimes to go through the transitions if there's some sort of tools missing or trauma. And if one of those are missing or there is the trauma, that's where we get scared. It's kind of a coping mechanism that you're using to get through it. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it started in seventh grade. So anything in my life that has been like super huge event, like a stressful event. So giving birth, you know, postpartum depression, then my hair pulling got super, super bad. Chase getting deployed was another trigger. So I started pulling my hair with that. And so we're in Texas. He got deployed. I had my second kid. And then we moved out here into Fort Campbell in Kentucky. And then I start Sensi. I'm like depressed before joining all this stuff. So I'm depressed. I can't go to work anymore because I end up quitting my job when we were going to get transferred, when we were coming to Fort Campbell in Kentucky. So I quit Target after 11 years because I just couldn't do it anymore. Of, you know, I was either calling out a lot because the kids were sick because they were in daycare, or Chase was, you know, he's in the Army. So if he got called on the weekend, you know, I had to leave. I literally clocked in for like 10 minutes. He called me and said, hey, they just called me. I have to go to work. And so I literally had to tell my manager, like, I gotta go. So I had no babysitter or anything like that. So that was really stressful. So I don't know. It's just been rough. Like it's been rough. So then when we came here to Fort Campbell, literally, like, I was like, I'm not going to work. So I was a stay-at-home mom for like the first, I don't know, for like less than a year or something like that. And then I was like, I need to bring some money in because now here we are struggling with just one income when we were used to like at least me working at Target. So that's when I joined Sensi, and like that has been an outlet for my hair pulling because I'm constantly busy and either, you know, making samples or constantly busy. So it's just kind of been a way to like help me like express myself, I guess you'd say.
It's kind of like it's your new coping skill.
Yes.
And it brings you joy, which is great. I see it all the time because I'm kind of one of your, well, Shirley's your customer, and that's where I get everything from.
Yes.
So like we have, yeah, it's like a lot of us that were really like work together or close to a degree. And it's crazy to see the ones that are like just blossoming and like doing Really phenomenal. You went to Disney World, for God's sakes.
Yes, doing for free. This. It was like a 5-day, 5-night, 6-day, like straight up, like a nice hotel on Disney property. And I freaking earned it. Like crazy. Like I would have never, like when I first joined, like seriously, I was just like, there's no way I'm going to sell. Like, I was like, I'll just give it a try. If I lose, you know.
So you worked your butt off to get to the spot you're in, and it's crazy to see how like you've scaled up. It proves to show that if you put the work into it, you'll get something out of it, because I see all the hard work you're putting into it. Mm-hmm. Seriously, she hosts game nights, she's always on social media. So how would you say that you've come to try to overcome this? In what ways have you taken steps to kind of grow from this and learn to a degree?
Well, the first one was talking with the therapist. So I finally got in to talk with someone, and she's been helping me with like getting, like right now, like literally I'm playing with this little keychain thing, because I'm like, just mm-hmm. talking on here, I'm like, oh, I'm stressed out. Like,
that's cool. It's fine. It's only you and me.
I know. But I don't know. Like, I use like those little pop-it things, so that kind of helps. Mm-hmm. And like wearing a hat and stuff. But like, I feel like, so basically just the, like, I'm going to say it again, is Scentsy. So literally that's like I found a community of people that I can relate to. So I don't want to say like they all have issues or anything like that, but we're all joining to either, you know, we're all stay at home moms, we're all army moms, or, you know, I find a community of people that I relate to. So, I feel comfortable with people I'm able to like open up with and have like adult conversations with. So I literally remember I was at Disney World, honestly. I was at Disney World and I was just scrolling through Facebook, and you know, I made a lot of friends with Scentsy now. And so I see their posts. Well, one of the girls on my team literally posted about she has the hair pulling mm-hmm. thing too. And I literally saw that and, literally started crying. Like, here I am sitting at Disney World crying. I'm watching the kids are like on the playground or something like that at the hotel resort. Mm-hmm. And like, I told my husband, he came over and he's like, are you okay? And I told him, I was like, oh my gosh, like someone else has what I have. And like, literally it was, I thought I was like, you know, the only one in the world that has this, because it's mm-hmm. so freaking embarrassing. It's so like, it's gross to think about, but like it is what it is. And to know that someone that I personally know has this same thing, like it completely broke me down. And I don't know, like I ended up joining like a Facebook group. Like there's more people out there. Like I had no idea. Like there was like I think I added myself to like three Facebook groups for like people with hair pulling. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I got in this whole big like thing of like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. So I ended up, that kind of really triggered me to actually go talk to a therapist. Like I felt open enough or like ready to like, there's more people out there. So maybe a therapist could kind of like help me out in a way of like giving me more support. Cause I didn't want to talk to anybody. Like mm-hmm. I didn't want to talk to anybody. Like only like literally my husband, my brother, sister, my mom. And I think my dad knows, I don't know. Like other than that, nobody else knows. Like So it's so embarrassing. So I didn't want to tell a therapist. Like, I mean, shoot, like I can talk all day. Like I used to work at a bank and I was robbed. Like I was like the teller and stuff. And that was a huge traumatic event, but I could talk about that. No problem. Like that ended up being PTSD mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And that like triggered more of the hair pulling and stuff like that. But I don't ever talk about the whole hair pulling and the issues of what it's, how embarrassing it is and like all of the effects that happened. But being able to be in a community of like people I can trust, and then finding another group of community that people that actually have what I have.
It takes a lot of courage to do what you've done, just by sharing it and opening up with everybody tonight about what you're struggling with. Mental disorders are treatable. I mean, for God's sakes, I had Dr. Drew tell everybody this last, my last episode, treatment works. It's just that it's so hard to gain access to it, not only to a degree of monetarily, but here's the problem that we're seeing is it's the stigma in which is surrounded by it. It's hard to go to therapy. It's hard to make the first step. As many people have come on the podcast before and has said that, I'm living proof. It's hard to do. And here's what I think is cool, because I am going to kind of piggyback off of what Dr. Drew said. Stigma can be crippling and devastating to a person. But what Jackie and I are doing are we are turning it on its head, and we're becoming advocates now. And we're saying that this is okay to be human. It's okay to have a disorder, and that we're not alone in this. And I love that you, one, found a community. Support is the number one thing, and normalizing what you think is not normal. So going back, how was your experience, or how is your experience with therapy and going to a therapist?
Well, so I'm not gonna lie. The first meeting was over Zoom, and I was like super nervous. I almost quit, or I almost didn't even go to it. I was so embarrassed. But I had to do something, because it was getting, I just needed to talk with someone. Now that I felt more comfortable knowing that there's other people out there, I just did it. And so far I found a therapist who has worked for me. So in the past, I've worked with other therapists for other issues, you know, like the bank robbery. I think I spoke to like 3 different people, and I just did not click with them, which is okay, I guess, you know, because I'm not about to pour out my whole world life if I don't click with someone. But it's been really good. So I've actually been doing what she's been telling me to do. She recommends it gets really bad. The hair pulling gets really bad when I'm in a car, when I'm driving, because that's where my mind just really starts thinking, and I just can't turn my mind off. So she's recommended, you know, wearing a hat, getting a pop it, one of those little pop it things that the kids are all obsessed with. And I'm actually like really excited to go to my meetings and tell her like what I did, what's been working. I mean, obviously it's not fixing it right now. Like, that's not her goal, is to immediately stop the hair pulling. It's just to be more aware of it, and aware of when my hand's going up to start pulling my hair, you know, just to stop and redirect my mind. So it's making me more like paying attention to, okay, what was I just thinking about? What was, you know, and just kind of, yeah, just redirecting my mind. So it's been really helpful, and I'm glad I started going, and you know, it's not as scary as I thought it would be.
The whole straitjacket story comes to mind of my whole, when I went to therapy.
Yes.
So yours was Zoom. It was different. And you do bring up a good point. So with therapy, if I can reiterate, fire your therapist if you're not clicking with them. It's not going to hurt our feelings. Or at least it shouldn't. If you're in it for your client. That is literally what we as a therapist, this is going to sound weird, my profession, we really are working towards unemployment. We want you to fire us so that you're better. Mm-hmm. That's the only profession I can really think of where you're really actively looking to be terminated.
Like, even like the first session was like, she told me from the very beginning, like, I'm not going, the first couple of sessions are just to kind of get to know you. And not really go deep into everything. So it was more of like, let's hang out, let's kind of get to know you can get to know me. And so that made me feel more comfortable. So it wasn't like day one, okay, let me tell you that, you know, I pulled my hair out like all crazy and stuff. But I mean, I did tell her, but it was like, we eased into it. So I felt like I could really talk to her and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I really do look forward to the sessions. And then also, again, back to the Facebook group of all the people that pull their hair too. Like, I'm finding, like, I'm always on that group because I'm like, okay, well, how do we do, like, with hair pulling, your hair grows back all awkward. Like, honestly, that's why my hair, I do this with my little braids. So it make like, it helps. So I'm able to go on that page and tell people like, hey, look, this is how I braid my hair or twist my hair. So you can't tell the regrowth is like all over the place. And like, I helped so many people like, oh my gosh, that's a really good idea. And like, so I'm kind of like helping others, you know, give them ideas. And like, same with the poppets. So I had no idea. Like, so she was telling me about poppets. And then here I go on the Facebook room, like, you guys, look at, here's my new poppet that I just got. What color is yours? Like,
so with you mentioning Scentsy, how are you using that as kind of a support to a degree? Because I understand how you're using the Facebook stuff. So this is also a great support system for you, I hear.
Mm-hmm. When I first joined, okay, so again, I joined and I'm like, this isn't gonna go anywhere. We'll just see what happens. Well, then I start earning all of the first award and then the second award. And then, but before even then, I was like, one of the things that they recommend you doing is going live on your Facebook to open up your starter kit. So when your starter kit gets mailed, my sponsor was like, yeah, just go live on your Facebook. You know, she just said it very like, no big deal. And I'm like, what? You want me to go live? Like, here I am, like a little, like, I feel like I'm one of those like, little Chihuahua dogs that is like shaking up. And I'm like, you want me to go live? But I did it. So I went live and it was the scariest thing in the world. But I still, like, literally to this day, I'm still sharing with my team that same video to give them, like, it is scary, but it's not, I promise. And then, so here I am a year later and I'm going live like all the time on my team page, my VIP group, the public live, like no big deal. Like it's boosted my self-esteem. Like I could just, I'm like, so, I mean, I still get scared obviously, like when I'm public, but like it has brought me out of my shell. Like I feel like, I feel like I'm actually like able to be who I want to be. And I'm just like comfortable. I'm still able to lead because again, at Target, I was a leader. Like, and for the longest time I felt, so before Cameron was even born, I was going to school. So I was going to Hancock and
we went to school together. Remember?
Yeah. So, I ended up getting my associates when I was like, I think I was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think I was like 6 months, 7 months pregnant when I graduated with my associates. So I literally walked on stage, super, super pregnant. And then the goal was to go to get my bachelor's degree. Well, because I got pregnant and Chase was joining the army, I couldn't go to I think I was trying to go to, I don't know, it's one of the state schools, and I don't know, for California. I think I was trying to go to
the CSUs in California, yeah, one of them.
Yeah, I was trying to do that. But then because the army and being a new mom and all that stuff, I ended up getting, doing the online to CSU East Bay.
Okay.
So that kind of, like, I was going to be the first in my family to get an associate's, which I did. And then I was going to be the first in my family to get the bachelor's. But I wanted the experience of the school. So I was kind of upset that I couldn't do that. So I was, here I am doing the online program, back in Texas. Cameron was like a month old and I'm literally doing my first quarter online with postpartum depression, my husband in the military, away from my family. We just got married. We, like, all of these changes all at once. And I was so upset that I actually demoted myself. So I transferred from Santa Maria Target to Texas Target. I demoted myself from a team lead to just a regular cashier because I could not handle, you know, I was postpartum depression. Like, I just was not all there in the head. So that made me upset. So now I didn't do my career path. I didn't do my actual retail job anymore. And I just kept telling myself, I'll go back to school. It's fine. So I ended up dropping out of, you know, college or university or whatever. So with Sensi, I felt like I finally found my I finally found, like, what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm really good at it. I'm able to do all these things from being at home. And before you knew it, like, I just started doing everything Sensi told me to do. So I started earning these awards. I started going lives. I started building my team. Then I started promoting, like, crazy fast. Then I became a director, which is, like, super rare for someone, like, within their first year. And then I earned the trip to Disney World and all this stuff. And then I started getting bigger and bigger. And then I really started just looking back and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, here I am with, like, all these problems going on with my life, but I'm still succeeding, like, super, super good. And I'm happy. I'm like there's a part of me that was just so upset that I don't have that degree. And, like, I had to drop, like, my whole life practically. And I'm able to, like, Sensi, I can take it wherever I go. Like, I don't have to, you know, we're going to Colorado next.
Oh, wow.
In February, we're going to Colorado Springs. So I don't have to worry about, like, I don't know. I could just take Sensi where I go.
Welcome to Tips and Tricks with a Psychotherapist. With Jackie on the show tonight, what I wanted to do is cover some coping skills for those that are suffering from anxiety, depression, stress, that may induce some sort of coping mechanism, such as Jackie's, which is Tritch, or the hair pulling disorder. What I've seen is that, like I said at the beginning, it's tough for people to cope. It's tough for people to put in therapeutic skills. So one of the things I feel is very important for those that want to feel some sort of relief and to explore who they are. Journaling is one of the core fundamental tools in which I use as a clinician. It implores you to explore deeper as to who you are. It also lets you identify aspects that you can reframe. It also allows you to take a step back. It has so many benefits in and of itself, but the one thing I hear is nobody knows how to do it therapeutically. Everybody's pulling their triggers. That's what's happening. So here's a little intertwining of the two with the tips and tricks with the tips and tricks of a psychotherapist, and also the big announcement that I've been wanting to share with everybody. The big announcement is I finally made and updated my book, Spread Hope Like Fire. I wrote it back in 2017 when the podcast launched, It was just a positive self-affirmation before I was a clinician. And so now what I've done is I've updated it with a second edition. I've made this a therapeutic skill book for you to have all these skills and start to learn them. This is just the basic fundamentals of these skills, which is positive affirmation, reframing your thoughts. It's capped off very nicely with the journaling. You get the buildup as you go with the book, with the self-affirmations and the insight that I share with everybody. Another thing I want to emphasize here, all the profits, which is all of your money that goes into purchasing these books, I will personally be donating to the Spread Hope Like Fire Foundation to further our movement of breaking the stigma on mental health. Again, we are in its infancy stages of development. I set out to make change, and instead, I'm setting out to make a movement for those who feel alone, for those who cannot openly talk about your mental health. That's what the Spread Hope Like Fire Foundation nonprofit is going to do. And I feel strongly in giving all of the money to them. That is how strongly I feel for this movement. Just to give you a little more insight, here's the trailer premiere of my book, Spread Hope Like Fire, the Therapeutic Skill Book. In our darkest of times, we can feel completely alone, isolated, no hope, no light. Sometimes that darkness leads us on a path. We feel that our suffering may never end. They say it's darkest before the dawn. $17.3 million Americans suffer from depression alone. You may feel as though this battle is unwinnable, but there's hope. From the ashes rises hope. Introducing the all-new second edition Spread Hope Like Fire Therapeutic Skill Book by Anthony Garcia, marriage and family therapist. This therapeutic skill book is going to introduce you to new coping skills, a deeper thought process, and all-around enlightenment. Within these pages, Anthony Garcia, MFT, has designed a way for you to think deeper, link your thoughts to your behaviors and emotions, explore your true self through guided, insightful journaling exercises, positive reframing techniques, along with other skills to help you on your journey of healing. Order your copy now, available at Amazon.com, along with other major book retailers. Your purchase helps break the stigma on mental health, as all profits will be donated to the Spread Hope Like Fire Foundation. Let your journey to healing begin now.
World. Right? Yes.
She's not kidding when she says that she gets many awards. I don't know how many there are, but it seems like it's every day we're seeing the awards.
And those are not hard. Those are hard to get. Like, but yeah, like there's, yeah, it's just, it's been rough with like, cause I do feel like at times where I'm like, okay, I got to put a smile on. Like, cause again, I feel like I'm not hiding the whole hair pulling and stuff. Like I'm starting to slowly become more comfortable talking about it, like this video, like I said, like the one of the girls on my team has the same thing, and I would have never like done this podcast, I would have never found that group if she didn't put herself out there first. So then I was just like, okay, I feel like this is my calling that I have to do to get more people, I don't know, to like that they're not alone. Like, I don't know.
You talk about bravery, and this is one of the bravest things you have to do. And I say have to because you have shared that it is now that inner calling that you're feeling that you need to break the stigma. So getting light on this just a little bit more, what would be something you would like to share with people to kind of demystify and shed light on this disorder to kind of make it more human? Because that is what it is. We're just humans trying to survive and trying to cope. It's part of us being connected, because we literally are all connected through one specific attribute, and that's our suffering. Human suffering is what connects us all. I suffer a mental disorder, you suffer a mental disorder. And to a degree, here's what here's what defines us, I think, that puts us at a helping position rather than those that need the help. You're advocating and you're using the fuel of wanting to get this message out and wanting to share with others that are suffering from this. If there's just one simple message that you could send out to maybe just one person that's struggling with this, something that maybe would have helped you back in the day when you were going through this, what would be that simple message that you'd want to share with that person?
I guess the number one is you're not alone. I literally thought I was the only one. I had no idea I was the second person you personally know like that. Again, I'm still like, you're not alone. Like, there's constantly people out there, and you don't have to let that define you. You don't have to let that stop you from things. Literally, like, for a while, I wouldn't post for a while, like, because I'm just either I'm so embarrassed of my life of, or I feel that, oh, I'm not doing good because I don't want to get out of bed. Like, you know, I want to get out of bed until like noon or something. I would just stay in bed, put the kids to watch a movie. We're all cuddling and stuff. I just didn't want to get out of bed. So then I'm just in I'm not in a good mood at all. So I would stop posting for a while because I wouldn't even want to, it's all that fake, like, oh, I'm so happy. But like, I feel like I really try to put myself out there of like, okay, I just applied at Target again because I can't afford a plane ticket to go, to like this director boot camp, or not I can't afford it, but it was just more than I was expecting. And so I was like, not going to let that stop me. So I got a job at Target, and then obviously like I can, the discount is obviously really good. So nice to have that back again. But like, I don't want anything to stop me from my goals. And I want others to know that they can do it too. Like, don't let anything stop you from succeeding in life or being happy. Like, I mean, there's a lot of days that I'm still unhappy and all this stuff. I'm not perfect in any way, but like, I'm doing things. I'm not staying in bed. Like, there's days where I'm going to have a crappy day today, and that's fine. I'm not going to get out of bed. But it's for me, it's nice to know that I'm not going to let anything stop me because I want to get to the top. I want to be able to, I always tell Chase, I'm going to be your sugar mama. I'm going to make all the money. That way you don't have to work anymore. And I don't want that. I don't want anything to stop me. And literally going to therapy has opened like all these doors of like, I don't have to be scared. I can talk about this. And then obviously I went on this podcast, and just, if I could just literally reach out to like one person, I would be like super happy. Like, just to, you know, you could do, you don't have to let anything stop you. Like,
I really enjoyed having you on the show, and trust me, you're going to affect many people's lives by sharing just what you did. And I'm honored to have been able to listen and to be part of this journey of yours. It's exciting. For those that are listening and watching, if they do want to reach out or talk or anything, how do they get a hold of you?
So Facebook is probably the best way. So Jackie Vieira, J-A-C-K-I-E, and then Vieira is V-I-E-R-R-A. If you want Scentsy or even to join my team, meltalittlelove.com. That's, you can find even my story on there. And I even, like, don't be afraid. Like, literally, I am an open book. So, like, if you guys want to know those groups that I'm a part of with the whole hair pulling, I'm actually part of a couple of groups with, like, army wives of, like, you know, the struggles with that. So I have, or like just being a mom and all that stuff. So if you want those groups, I mean, I have an Instagram too, is Jackie, I think it's _Vieira. But yeah, just reach out and I can help you, or better yet, you know, join my team. Let's go on this cruise together. Oh my goodness, you guys, an Alaskan cruise. Oh, that is set for July 2022. So that's my next goal, is I'm going to earn this Alaskan cruise. So
it's so amazing to see where you've come from and where you're going to go. I'll link all of your information in the description. So for the listeners, if you do want to get a hold of Jackie, I'll put all her information in the description. Feel free to reach out to her. She's the nicest person you'll come across. And seriously, I can't thank you enough, because You are seriously going to help a lot of people by just sharing your experience. So for Jackie and Tony, I'm Tony Garcia. This is Spread Hope Like Fire. All of Jackie's contact information, it's right here in the descriptions. It's all of her information to get a hold of. To get a hold of her, I encourage you, man. She really wants to connect. She wants to further this discussion with those that are suffering. She felt alone and she came on the show and she faced her fears. She proved herself worthy tonight. That's what I have to say, is she proved herself worthy. She's made a tremendous step forward in her treatment. I am beyond honored to have had her on the show. If you're looking for more information on the movement and cause in which the Spread Hope Like Fire Foundation stands for, you can always visit us at spreadhopelikefire.com. Again, we're in its infancy stages as we develop. Hit the like button, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening or new to the show, subscribe and like, write a review. If you're needing that little support and you do want to explore and learn how to therapeutically journal, I honestly urge you to pick up my book. I'm not saying that because I wrote it. I'm just saying because I wrote it to help. That's the only reason. I'm not taking a profit. It all goes to the foundation. I wrote it to literally help. Thank you for watching. Thank you and good night. This is Spread Hope Like Fire. Spread Hope Like Fire is a production of the Spread Hope Like Fire Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit. As always, I like to remind everybody, the things that we discuss upon the podcast are not a substitute or a replacement for seeking treatment and getting professional help. If in fact you are struggling with your mental health, we urge you to please reach out to your community and see which professionals are accepting new clients and get that professional help and talking to that professional that you need. This show is intended as a educational and informational psychoeducation of the field of psychology. For Spread Hope Like Fire and Anthony G, I'm Anthony G, and we will see you later.